Welcome back, Scorpio. It's April here from Real Talk Tarot with your mid to end of September reading. Now, we start mid-month with the Hierophant reverse, so there's some mind fuckery, a little bit of hostility, maybe even abuse of power. So we go to a Three of Wands here, and that brings speculation. So you're in the frame of mind to take a little chance here, because there's some opportunities coming with the Seven of Cups being offered. But the Knight of Pentacles indicates you are hardworking and willing to put in the work. However, you might be taking a little bit of shortcut here, and there could be a little temptation, maybe even on the job with the Lovers reversed. And you might find those plans foiled here with the Ten of Wands reversed. There's no shortcut to love, and that is going to bring the Nine of Wands reversed with a little bit of adversity and chaos and drama. Okay, because what you're dealing with, what you may or may not have known, was the Queen of Cups reversed, and she's a shady character. She likes to play mind games. She's dishonorable, and she's just not a good queen when she's reversed. Now, the Four of Swords brings a short reprieve, a little withdrawal. I think you step back from the situation and try to take stock of things. And you're contemplating with Six of Wands reversed that perhaps there's some wasted time here and a little regret over effort. You know, all the effort you put in didn't bring the results you had hoped. But you do have strength here. You have determination and courage to face this. And it's a good thing, too, because the King of Wands reversed is coming in as a pompous ass. So you're going to have to deal with that kind of energy. This person or... it's a person, I suppose. It's just arrogant and just very condescending. Now, you have a Page of Pentacles, and it seems that he's bringing in some type of business proposal. But you might find out with the Eight of Pentacles reversed that this offer is not what it seems, and you could be dealing with someone who's just a spoiled brat. They may have double standards, just be difficult to work with. And I think you're going to cut through this bullshit with the Queen of Swords. You're going to realize exactly what time it is. Maybe you're being offered a job. You know, there's a business proposal with a little romantic agenda behind it or something here. You have the Two of Cups reversed, ending the month with weakness, jealousy, fake love. I'm sorry, Scorpio. But you're ending the month kind of... But I think that because you see through all of this and... you'll be ready to just move right on past it. By October, these energies should be leaving, and hopefully something better will be coming in for you. All right, Scorpio, hang in there. I hope you enjoyed this reading, and I invite you back again. And as always, stay blessed, and stay tuned.